Welcome to the SearchNetworkingChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor. Today's podcast is a supplement to our Project FAQ on network analysis in a virtualized world. Joining me is networking expert and frequent contributor, Brian Posey. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Today we'll be discussing how a reseller can market this kind of project to a customer. Brian, what are some of the benefits of network analysis in a virtualized environment that a reseller should highlight to a potential customer?
Well, network analysis in a virtualized environment has a lot of the same type of benefits as network analysis in a normal environment, but it becomes a little bit more important when you're talking virtualization because you tend to be routing a whole lot more network traffic through a single physical machine. So the benefits of analysis would primarily be performance related. By doing an analysis, you can find out how much bandwidth each individual virtual machine is actually consuming. And once you know that figure, then you can figure out how to stagger those virtual machines among your physical host servers. Generally speaking, you wouldn't want to pair up multiple high-demand virtual machines on a single host. You would want to distribute those among multiple hosts. And network analysis is a great way of finding out what's the optimal way of distributing those. And, of course, in some situations, distributing isn't even going to be an option. You may run into clients who only have one host server and they have multiple virtual machines that they need to run on that. And in those types of situations, you can still gain some performance improvements by going ahead and doing the network analysis. The difference is that rather than determining virtual machine placement, you can figure out which virtual machine should be placed on a dedicated NIC. And that by doing so, you can offload the traffic related to that specific virtual machine so that it doesn't affect your other virtual machines or the host server itself. Also, when you were doing your analysis, you might be able to improve efficiency by taking advantage of virtual networks. Server 2008 and Hyper-V support internal, external, and private virtual networks. And the difference between those is that you can set it up so that virtual machines can only communicate among between themselves and other virtual machines on the same host server, and then that way you're not placing any packets at all on the network. There's a similar mode where you can limit the traffic to flowing only between the virtual machines that are on the host server and the host server itself. And again, that keeps all of the traffic off the host network. And then, of course, there's the model where the virtual machines have full access to the entire network. But until you get in there and do some analysis, you don't really know exactly how it's set up or how it needs to be set up. And a lot of times there are significant performance gains that can be achieved by doing that.
Well, that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thank you.
Learn more about offering network analysis in relation to virtualization to your customers in our Project FAQ. This has been Elaine Hom of SearchNetworkingChannel.com, and thanks for joining us.